This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Marianne Green, a high school theater teacher and executive director of the Tucson Fringe Festival. Welcome, Marianne.
Hi, I'm super happy to be here.
Could we start off with you just simply defining for us, what is the Tucson Fringe Festival? How did it start? How long has it been going on?
Little mini history lesson here. In 1947, you thought I was kidding, right? In 1947, just after World War II, there was this Snooty Boots Festival called the Edinburgh Theater Festival. And there were all these artists who weren't allowed to perform in it. And so they were thinking, wait, isn't this the time we should be getting together as Europeans, as artists? And so they formed their own festival literally outside Edinburgh on the fringes of this festival in like funky little theater spaces. So that idea caught on. And now there are over 200 fringe festivals all over the world. We're the only one here in Arizona. Nobody owns the fringe name, but we all operate under the same basic principles that we provide the artists with support like venues, lighting and sound people, marketing, front of house, box office, that kind of stuff, so that they can really focus on creating their art. And depending on your model of for your festival, you get somewhere that the artist gets somewhere between 80 and 100% of their ticket revenue back in their pocket.
Could you tell us about how the call for shows goes out and how you decide what makes it into the show?
That's a great question. Every festival, almost every festival, runs some kind of lottery system. There are only a couple festivals in the country that are curated, that sort of handpick who gets to be in. And the rest of us pull names out of a hat. So quite literally, we take applications for about 2 months. So they're open during the summer, and then we'll all get together and literally pull names out of a hat until we have a completed schedule.
Could you talk to us about the benefits of doing a performing arts festival in this way?
So let's say you're an artist and you've got this really wonderful idea for a show. If it's a play, you need to find a publisher before anyone will do it. Or you need to find a theater company that's going to take a risk on somebody who's never been published before. Or if you're a dancer, you need to find a company and then a space. And then you need to hire technicians. And then you need to spend a couple thousand dollars on marketing. And Fringe, we do all of that for you. So we give you a venue, we give you a lighting and sound person, we market the whole festival, we run your box office for you. So all you have to do is make the art. So you don't have to worry about all that other stuff, which sort of frees you up mentally, physically, emotionally, to focus on the whole reason that you're doing it. And the beauty of that is you get 100% of your ticket revenue back in your pocket.
So this model is particularly effective at providing an opportunity for artists to take risks, produce content that they might not produce otherwise, and it also, having a lottery, takes away maybe some of the usual gatekeeping that you might find in another type of performing arts festival.
Yeah, so we use the terms uncurated and uncensored. And theater companies absolutely curate their material. That's their job. They have a mission statement, and they need to make sure that the material that they produce supports that mission statement. And so they really do curate what goes on their stage, and that's fantastic. But it does, the term gatekeeper is great because, yeah, it does sort of create a barrier for somebody whose content doesn't fit a particular mold. A lot of what you see at the fringe is not traditional theater or not traditional dance, or it's a mix of dance and puppetry and multimedia and maybe some guy playing an electric guitar. And where is the space for that at, you know, the Rogue or Live Theater Workshop or ATC? There isn't the space for that. And so we try to create that space.
Thank you for being with us today, Marianne.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.